It's Wednesday, it's May 14th, and we are back with our guest tipper of the month, Noah Westreich. Noah, hello, welcome back, and what's the tip for the day?
So our tip for today has to do with being mindful when you drink your coffee, although really it could be being mindful over anything that you drink in the morning. As a rabbi, I like to say blessings throughout the day to sort of ground myself and schedule gratitude into my life and into my day. And the blessing I say after drinking my first sip of coffee is not at all traditional or customary. It's something that I've repurposed from our prayer book. As Reformed Jews, we cut out the blessing for blessing God for resurrecting the dead just because it's not part of our worldview or our sensibilities. We basically say, resurrection of the dead, we don't believe in that. We don't need to pray about that. But I didn't want to leave the blessing on the cutting room floor. I thought it could be repurposed. And so I've repurposed the resurrection blessing to go immediately after my first coffee. So in the morning, I'll drink my first cup of coffee. And I'll say, Baruch atah Adonai mechaye emetim. Blessed are you, God, who resurrects the dead.
That's good.
That is good.
That's really good. Noah, you are actually the person who introduced me to coffee. So that means a lot to me to know now how you take it every morning.
Yes, that's
what
how I take
it. What does that mean?
He's the first person in our first job after college who convinced me that I should drink coffee.
Oh.
And he was, it was mostly because it allowed us to go and take a break. And we were very into fancy coffee. So we would be like kind of snotty about like the coffee that we'd buy and
still
how we make it and everything.
Yeah.
Still are.
I was that job and every job since I've sort of been the coffee guy in the office and starting with that job. And our job was to travel around to different towns and cities across the United States South. And we would always seek out the best and the fanciest coffee ever we went. And we even had a short-lived hashtag. It was a movement, actually. Remember it? Remember, Ariel?
I do. Proper coffee culture.
Proper coffee culture. Yeah. Yeah.
So, Noah, you mentioned very briefly that you're a rabbi, and we didn't get much more into that right now, but we did this past weekend when we dropped an episode on this feed that's an entire interview with you. So if you are interested, Tippendales, in learning more about Noah and in what he does for a living, please go and check out that episode. And also stick around because we're back tomorrow with another tip, me and Ned, that is. And then we're back next week, me, Noah, and Ned, with more tips from our guest tipper.
Yay!
It's cozy season, and nothing compares to wrapping yourself in a Minky Couture blanket. Luxuriously soft, perfectly warm, thoughtfully made. From movie nights to chilly mornings, Minky Couture turns everyday moments into pure comfort. Once you feel it, you'll understand why it's called the original best blanket ever. Visit MinkyCouture.com or a store near you and make this cozy season your softest one yet.